to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working on our financial IQ. This show's really for people who just want more out of life. They want to drive Ferraris. They want to travel. They want to be able to spend time with their kids and romance their spouse and just lead life to the fullest. It's also for people who have worked for long periods of time, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, some people even more than that, and they're still not in the financial position that they want to be in. And what those two groups have in common is they're willing to do something about it. Well, today I'm excited because I have a special guest, Robert Martinez. I try to get him on here at least once a quarter. I'm really looking at thinking about, and I think, Robert, you'll like to hear this, getting him more often, because I think his mentality rubs off on people through the radio, his energy, his drive. And I want to really press him today to share with you how he got started and why he got started, because he's a very smart guy. What I'm referring to is he saw the writing on the wall. Me, I saw the writing on the wall, but I waited until the wall fell on me before I changed. He was the type that went, whoa, this is not going to work. I'm going to go ahead and change now. I don't think he had a major financial catastrophe like I did that woke me up. And I'm encouraging you to follow Robert's path, which is don't wait for that pay cut. Don't wait to get fired or downsized. Don't wait for COVID to cost you your job. Do something to prepare for those things now. So let me welcome Robert Martinez of Rockstar Capital to the show. Robert, welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So good to have you here. Yeah, I know I ask this almost every time we talk because I love the fact that you got off your butt. Not that you weren't hustling already, but you got off your butt to be independent, to be an entrepreneur. And so many people put that off till it's too late. I'm talking to people in their late 60s, early 70s, and they feel like it's too late. It's not too late, but they say that joke, when's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago. When's the second best? Today. That's what they're thinking. So tell us a little story about where you were and how you came to make that decision to go entrepreneurial.
Yeah, you know, my mom and my dad were my very first mentors, just like a lot of other people out there. And my parents worked in, you know, my dad worked in the fast food industry, worked for Whataburger for 40 years. My mother worked in the, you know, she worked for Levi's and Hager's and these other plants before NAFTA back in the mid-90s, and those plants went away, so she had to get retrained. But they're my very first mentors, and they told me, go to school, get good grades. And so that's what I did. I went to school and I got good grades. And then, of course, who are your next mentors? Your teachers, your professors. And you start listening to them and they tell you what employers are looking for. And so you go and you do that and you're told to, work hard and, you know, make your employer a lot of money and you'll get a piece of the pie. Well, at some point, you come to a revelation. And for me, it was a revelation that I'm worth more than the time that I'm giving up here. I'm not selling myself enough. You know, in the beginning, we all need to trade time for money. That's how we do.
Right.
And now I'm at a cycle where I'm trading money for time again. I've gone back and buying my time. Our company has grown dramatically in the last few years. I literally today have no single responsibility today because I've hired out people for that, but to get more focus. So today my main responsibility as the CEO of my company is to concentrate on the goals, C, E, execute on that strategy, and O, optimize all the systems in place, which is what I do every day. I troubleshoot, I fix things, I get involved in conversations, and I listen. But back to the mindset, it's like I just woke up one day and just realized, and I don't mean to say this aggressive for some people, but I had self-respect for myself to walk away. Yeah. Self-respect for myself to say, hey, I'm worth more. And after getting screwed around in corporate America a couple of times, and I think you had that as well, where you know you're told to hit this target, you hit the target, you make your money, you think you're going to make the money again next year, and they move the target away, or they make it so much harder to hit now just to make the same amount of money. And as a commissioned sales guy, which is what I was, I thought that I was going to plant seeds today, like you said, plant a tree 20 years ago, and then I'm going to keep harvesting that, creating that yield for me. And that's not what happened in corporate America. It has happened for me in real estate. I bought deals 10 years ago that are I'm still cash flowing on today, which has been fantastic. So, you know, if you want to like adopt that expression, the best time to buy real estate was yesterday, but the next best time is today.
Yeah, and I like the point about you do have to wake up and believe in yourself. You use the term saw your value all of a sudden. All of a sudden you realized, because I remember making, you know, $4.8 million in sales and being paid $360, and I'm like, what? That is less than 10% of what I'm making for the company. What if I just made half of that for myself? I was watching a farmer, and he had opened I'm not sure what it was, cattle, chickens, not sure. But he was talking and he said this. He said, I would rather starve to death working for myself than starve to death working for somebody else. And it was like, wow, you know, why not? If you're going to succeed in corporate America, why do you think you can't succeed on your own? It doesn't make any sense. And he saw that, and that just struck me. And he ended up doing very, very well, way better than he did when he was in corporate America with his farm. So was there any specific event that caused the epiphany that you were worth more? Or was it just kind of it came over time and you just, boom, it hit you?
You know, I think it's about education and it's about being exposed to things. I wasn't exposed to a different way of life. I was exposed to the way that my mom and my dad ran their lives. They sold their time for money. My dad was very good, probably the smartest guy that I've ever met in my life, but he worked in the fast food industry, you know, and he did really well there, what I think is well, but I have no idea. Like your percentage a minute ago is actually a really high percentage. I mean, you're almost 10% or close to that. You know, when I was working, I know when my dad, similar, because we had a conversation once, I mean, I was getting paid 1% of the total salary. I'm sorry, 1% of the total sales number, or 2% if I got into the bonus and I sold what they wanted me to sell. So it was just the epiphany that, man, as they kept jerking me around and changing my commission plan and moving the finish line further across, I realized I didn't have control of my financial future. My employer did. I wanted to make here. My employer wanted me to make way down here. And nothing was going to change it until I was ready to change.
Okay. We got to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about mindset and head into where you should be thinking if you want to achieve the results that Robert has. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Robert Martinez of Rockstar Capital. We'll talk more after the break. Thanks for listening. The poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This JOB strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Robert Martinez of Rockstar Capital. And we are going to take your calls. If you've got a question for either of us, and it doesn't have to be specifically on the subject of mindset or anything we're discussing, we're here to help you with whatever you're worried about. Maybe you have a fear, a concern about investing in real estate that we can help get rid of for you. Give us a call. 281-558-5738, 281-558-5738. KSEV, or you can email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Let's go to downtown Houston and talk to Annie now. Annie, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Steve?
Excellent. How can we help?
I have a question about buying a house in auction. And
yes.
How do I navigate the minefield? I mean, what should I be looking for? What do I do?
Well, you obviously have to run your comps. You need to know what you're going to do with it. Are you going to use it for rental, or are you going to use it for a flip? Run your numbers. You've got to have all those numbers in your head and perfected before you ever head down to the courthouse. I'm assuming you're talking about going to the courthouse auction.
Yeah.
So you want to run your comps. You need to know the exact ARV, after repaired value, of the house. You need to know exactly what you're willing to pay, what the repairs are. There's quite a bit to this, Annie, a little too much for an answer on the radio show. Have you taken a course on real estate investing?
Yes.
Are you a member here?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. Here's what you do.
Thank you.
Trevor comes in about 30 minutes, right at 3. And call back, and he'll walk you through it, but it's going to take 10 or 15 minutes just to give you the basics. Have you taken the Saturday class yet?
It's been a while, but at the time I was not really focused on auctions.
Well, remember that you can retake that class. There's no extra charge, and it's also available for you to watch online. Since you saw it live, you can watch it online. Since you graduated from the live class, you can watch it online as well and get kind of back caught up. But call the office at about 3:15, give him 15 minutes, and talk to my son Trevor, and he'll walk you through it.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Annie. Thank you for the phone call. Yeah, members, don't ever forget you have unlimited question and answer here at the office. So pick up the phone and call. But a question like that, that's very in-depth because, again, you've got to know what you're going to do with the property, what the goal is. You need to make sure you're in the correct ARV for rental, the correct ARV for flipping. There's a lot to it. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. The next thing that I wanted to talk to you about is you just received another award. So are we at a dozen yet? Where are you at?
Yeah, as a company, we're at 19 city, state, and national apartment association awards.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. So tell us a little about the one you just won.
Yeah, so the one I won, I was just recently recognized as the state of Texas by the Texas Apartment Association Independent Owner of the Year. And for me, that's very meaningful. Because it's based on results from 2020, and 2020 is COVID.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
impressive.
You know, I like to, you know, I think it separates you from the rest. We've been around for a long time, and my real estate career got started back in 07, 08, right during the recession. So I took the same lessons that I remember learning from 07 through 2012, and fast forward and brought those lessons back in 2020 on how to manage this kind of economic crisis, because that's what it was.
Sure.
It was an economic crisis. And for that, our portfolio NOI, which is our valuation, grew by 10 points, 9.9%.
Nice.
Our revenue grew by 7%. Our average rental rate grew by 3.5% when the city average was minus 3.5%. So we submitted our numbers, we submitted our story, and it was recognized as the best of the best. And so I'm extremely proud of our team, proud of my company, and I'm proud of myself, you know, because I've won the Houston Independent Owner of the Year twice. I've even won the National Independent Owner of the Year twice, but I've never been able to win the Texas Independent ever. And I didn't understand why when I can win these other ones. But to finally win it this year based on 2020 performance during COVID is extremely meaningful to me.
Yeah, well, congratulations, and you deserve it.
Thank you.
I think that people need to understand those aren't popularity contests. Those are based off of numbers. And if you're listening to this, some awards really are popularity content. This isn't the case. You know, you've got to prove your numbers. You've got to prove what you've done. And it's really impressive to me. 19 awards is incredible. And you're up over 5,000 units now?
We're at 4,200 units. But more importantly, you know, at Rockstar Capital, we oversee $120 million of investor capital.
Wow.
And so, you know, part of that winning that award last year was, you know, we have investors who invest money with us to buy these deals and expect cash flow. We did not discontinue our distributions to our investors at all. And others did.
Yes.
We did not. We had prudent reserves in the bank. We had prudent performance. And I've lived through this kind of crisis a couple of times in living in Houston. So I knew what was going to happen. I knew it was going to be. And, you know, think about during COVID, what survived COVID? Netflix, they found 11 million new subscribers because everybody was at home. Zoom survived because everybody's working from home. Amazon, well, you got to have an address, right? Well, what do you got to have for all those to work?
Real
estate. Four walls and a roof.
Yep.
And people were home. And now with, you know, the government aid to help people stay in their house, that's fine. I'm eventually going to get that money one way or another, whether I create a path of least resistance or I get it through the traditional way. But we did well. We did well. COVID was the best thing that ever happened to us at Rockstar Capital.
Well, you've proven what does not kill you makes you stronger.
Sure. Adversity grows. It grows you.
It does. So how many... I remember one time, I think it was 178 units you leased in 2 months online.
Yeah.
You were shut down due to COVID, and you leased that many. How many online do you think you did all year?
Yeah, I don't have that number. I wish I could tell you, but I can tell you that that's innovation.
Yes.
You know, and you know, at Rockstar Capital, we want to stay ahead of the curve because we got to imagine an event that's going to put us out of business. And that's something that I learned from when I went to visit Gary Vaynerchuk up in New York. He said, figure out a way to put yourself out of business and then come up with a defense against it. And at the time, I thought that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, what does that mean? And it took me a little while to figure out, okay, no, he's trying to help me stay in business.
Yeah.
What would put us out of business? If the leasing office closed. So 3 years ago, we made the commitment to invest in online leasing capability where not just bill pay or, I'm sorry, not just the ability for our residents to pay their rents or submit a work order, but also for the ability for us to lease apartments. So we're 100% online. We have video tours. We have resident testimonials. All you have to do with the office now is just come pick up your key, and that's it.
Amazing.
And we got leases from all around the country because, as you know, Houston, Texas, Florida are the hotbeds for migration right now. And so we saw a lot of that COVID activity come to Houston, and they never even came to the office. I mean, we never met them until the day it was time to move in.
Amazing. So I think that a question that's going to come up, let me give the phone number out. Remember, if you've got a question for Robert or myself, and it can be about mindset. Maybe you're at that point in your life where you're saying, I need some entrepreneurial income, which everybody does, but I'm ready to start building that second stream of income. Need some encouraging words. Give us a call. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or fire me an email at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Excuse me, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. So what's your goal for 2021?
Yeah, our goal, see, we learned a lot of lessons from COVID. I've got two sets of my portfolio. I have my traditional value add class B and C portfolio built in the 1960s through the 1980s. And I have a little sector of class A properties, newer properties. And what I learned during COVID was that my delinquency was almost the same as it was before COVID in my class A properties. Where I struggle with delinquency, where I struggle with having to collect rent and knocking on that door to get the money was in my value add properties. Well, there's so much, everybody wants to get that value add property. They've pushed the cap rates down so much that you're right there at class A properties. And I'm like, well, why can't we just go buy maybe some class A deals, maybe some A minus deals that have value add opportunities that are opportunistic buys for us. So we've now started to transition ourselves over. We bid on a deal in Miami. We just lost it in Destin. Oh. It was 81 million. Well, we bid 81 million. It went for 86 million, 300,000 a door for these units, but man, they're paying great rents, and it was destined, so it made sense. But now we've come back to Houston, and we're modifying our investment strategy so we get into younger deals that have less maintenance. I have got the best management I've ever had in my 10 years of operation. You know, a who's who is on my management team right now. And so I'm like, well, I can take my entrepreneurial, my you know, value add, independent owner mentality, combine it with this, you know, who's who of management people. I can squeak out a lot out of those Class A properties. So we're now transitioning to that right now.
This begs a question. How many people on your team now?
So we have 120 at Rockstar Capital, but more importantly, I've got about 25 in the Nerve Center, actually at our corporate office. And it's not just property manager, where I have my VP of operations and my three regionals and my training team, which is training is important. Man, I did not understand how much training was important. In the early days of Rockstar, I did all the training. But as we grew, I didn't fill in that gap. I had people who I trained to train people. But what happens is that life changes. People happen, transitions occur, and now when somebody leaves the company, you lose that training with them, right, that you taught them. So we now have a full-time training director, but in the last 2 months, we've added an asset management team, which is basically a team that's designated to nothing but looking at the financials. You have the property manager, which keeps heads and beds, focuses on renewals. Then you have the asset management team that thinks like an owner, looks at the numbers and how to squeak out a little bit more.
And for those of you that don't know the Robert's magic formula, you got to understand, you raise your net operating income by $1, it increases the value of the property by almost $17.
That's on the Class B and C. Now yeah, these Class A B deals, now it's $1 equals 25.
No kidding.
So you can create a lot of value by just getting a nicer deal. It's the same principle. You're just doing it at a nicer property where the rents are higher.
Rate.
Yeah, and think about it. The higher the rents too, the better the tenant. $1,400 yep. rents versus $800 rents.
Gotcha. Okay, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Give us a call, please, if you've got any question, you need a little encouragement to move forward towards your financial goals. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Robert Martinez of Rockstar Capital, who has 4,200 doors, will be adding to his portfolio this year. Phone lines are open. If you've got a question for either of us, give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Let's go straight to the phone lines now, to the Woodlands, and talk to David. David, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
I'm great. Steve, several weeks ago, you mentioned Robert and you were talking about maybe investing with him privately or share a deal or go in with him. And Robert, I was wondering what would be the minimum investment that you would want to take someone in to do a deal with?
Thank you for the question. For sure, our minimum investment is $50,000. And to qualify for those is that, you know, if you're a member of Steve's Real Estate Club, that's how you get in. You got to come to the classes, you got to get trained up, and before you invest in anything, you need to invest in yourself. Take the educational classes, understand how real estate works.
I understand that. Is there any way to do that where it would be coming out of IRA money and that it could be kind of a self-directed IRA that would be funding into that? Any of your clients doing that?
Absolutely, David, and I can help you with that every step of the way.
Yeah, for sure. We have several investors that are either cash investors or IRA. And for those of you all listening, those of you all that have a 401k and you've left a job and you've left it there, the 401k, or you've transitioned over, you can move that into a self-directed IRA. There's a lot of great companies. Quest is one of the largest.
Quest Trust.
Quest Trust. We've worked with them several times. Many of my investor partners have used them. But it's very simple. It takes about maybe three to four week process. You're ready to go, and all that comes in. I've got several investors that have invested in that since the very beginning. I have one guy that put $100,000 back with me, my very first deal in 2010, and because of refinances and opportunities, that $100,000 has turned into today $1.7 million. And it was all off of the original $100,000 IRA investment.
And you'll guarantee that, right?
I love you, David. That's funny. Any other questions, David?
No. I'm very interested in doing that, though. I have some commercial property. Commercial property is amazing. I don't want to deal with renters. I want to deal with commercial stuff as much as possible, and it really be passive.
Wait, to not pay taxes, though, or at least defer the taxes on that commercial real estate, is to take those proceeds and put it right back into real estate.
Yeah.
That's what I need to do, and I'm getting a very good monthly. It starts in June, and I've got to find a way to shelter that money.
That's right. That's how you do it with real estate.
Yeah, come see me, David, please.
Okay.
All right, you take care. Thank you so much for the phone call. Yeah, the one thing I did want to add, if David's still listening, we're having people roll their 401ks over into solo Ks as well. So you can also self-direct your 401k if you follow the rules. But the rules are pretty simple, and Quest Trust can help you with that.
The best part of that is that with a 401k, you can only invest in whatever your employer says you can invest in.
Right.
Right. With an IRA, you can invest in anything you want to invest in. You can, you know, whether it's one single stock or, you know, a multifamily apartment complex or something like gold or silver, you can do whatever you want to do.
It's questtrustcompany.com if you want to read a little bit about it. Questtrustcompany.com. I've been doing business with them, got to be 20 some years. Great people. Okay, phone lines are open if you've got a question for Robert or myself. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. If you're a little shy, you feel like you got a dumb question, email it to me and put anonymous in the subject line. Ask Steve at gettotalwealth.com. Ask Steve at gettotalwealth.com. And remember, you can use that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This sounds funny, but I'm headed to Disney World for the next week.
All good for you.
I get up in the morning and do my emails. I love it. It is so much fun to answer questions from people like wonderful people like David, Annie that called, and then I do them after I get out of the parks. I do it. So I hit it twice a day, and I'm done.
Yeah.
Doesn't take more than
30
minutes.
That's because you chose real estate. Some years pass. You know, you made a comment earlier that, you know, if you got a job, you're really one layer away from being broke, from not having income, from being, you know, desolate, right? With apartment investing, every one of those investments is another way. I've got 22 different ways that I can make money because I got 22 apartment communities.
Yep.
So if you're invested with me and you're in those deals, which I have one guy that's in 21 of the 22 deals.
Unbelievable. He's
got, yeah, fantastic. I met him back in 2010. And I remember he didn't want to do the very first deal. His name is David. He did not want to do that very, very first deal in 2010 because he was scared.
Yeah.
And he's come to me multiple times since then. And that not only has he retired based on the passive income he's made investing with me, but he's put his kids through like Ivy League schools. And
wow.
He's just like, man, I can't believe that I met you back in the day. I can't believe that I didn't want to do that very first deal with you. It was $100,000. And I can't believe the life that's changed. As you said multiple times, real estate changes lives.
It does.
There are more millionaires created from real estate investing than anything else. It's changed my life, and more importantly, it's changed the lives of my investors. It's super exciting to just all, you know, whenever I see them and they get together. Tomorrow we're having a legacy event where the top 50 rockstar capital investors are coming to our office. And, man, to just sit back and see how lives have changed.
Well, you've got to have had this experience. I remember rehabbing a complex and a little Spanish lady who just comes yelling. She's screaming, tears streaming down her face. And she gives me the biggest hug. I can't understand a word she's saying. Luckily, another tenant was there, and she goes, what she said was that before you bought the complex, her kids couldn't play outside because there were drug dealers, prostitutes. There were no lights. There were no kids' equipment. We put in kids' equipment. You do that. I bet you've had that experience too.
For sure. You know, I mean, it's very rewarding. You know, I mean, look, we work really hard for our money. We want to get a return on investment. But that return on investment doesn't happen unless you get the renewal, unless you get the buy-in
right.
of the resident.
Tenant retention.
You know, something what people don't understand is that in multifamily investing, you don't make your money when somebody moves in. You make your money when somebody renews. Because it costs $3,000 or so to get that unit ready, which is on a 6 cap rate on a B and C deal, it's about $50,000 of valuation. But if they renew, they will renew you. Say you make $50,000 and they actually pay you a gratuity in the form of a rental increase. But you're right, why would they stay? Well, day one rehab for us, we replace all the air conditioners day one. I want to fix anything that's going to be broken in my tenure of ownership. And that's a single family model, right? But I adopted and I put that in the multifamily. I don't want to pay for something that doesn't have a warranty. So I'll change out the water heaters. Yep. I'll change out the air conditions. And by doing that, what am I doing changing out those two? I'm guaranteeing basic, consistent service.
Yeah.
And that's all people want. They don't care about whatever this and whatever that. They just want to come home and know that my air conditioner is going to blow out cold air in the morning when I got to get up at 6 and my kids got to get ready, that there's hot water in the shower ready to go on demand. Now, you throw in the things like the playground, and you can make those nice. I mean, you can spend.
Yeah.
I've seen some where people have spent $75,000 on a beautiful playground, and they got canopies and shades and,
yep.
and all that. The barbecue area. I mean, it just takes a little bit of effort. And the benefit of people like us who are independent owners, we are retail investors. We want to get the most out of that investment. Well, it serves us to take care of the residents. It serves us to make sure that they're happy because this is their home. You know, this is where they're going to have birthdays and celebrate graduations and have significant events in their life. Nobody wants to move ever. Right. So if you do it right, they will stay there forever. And it is a beautiful, you know, circle of life relationship.
Yeah. The one thing you're bringing up too that I found, and it took me a while to figure this out. When I first started doing little syndicated deals, I was so focused on making money for my investors. And it dawned on me one day that, you know, if I just take care of my tenants, my investors get taken care of by default. I don't have to worry about them. I take care of my tenants, make them happy, keep them satisfied, keep them renewing their leases. Everybody else gets taken care of. The manager gets taken care of. Everybody on payroll gets taken care of, and the investors get taken care of. Let's go back to one thing you said. This was a while back. You were talking about when you have a job, you're this close to being, you know, having nothing.
Yeah.
Well, this is what makes me sad. And I mean, it does make me sad. Is people go, man, I do some real estate investing, but it's risky. People, you're afraid of the wrong thing. Just having a job is the riskiest position you can be in. Look what happened in 2010, 2011, 2012. Look what happened during COVID. Just having a job is the highest risk position you can be in. You're afraid of the wrong things. Building a second stream of income reduces your risk dramatically. What are your thoughts on that?
For sure. I mean, you have one layer of income. You got all your eggs in one basket. All of them. It's the same thing with single family investing, right?
No, yeah. You know what it is? I got one egg in one basket.
There you go. That's a really good point. One egg, yeah. One basket. And the same thing with single family investing. You got one tenant. And if something happens to that tenant, it happens to you, right? But when you have 4,200 doors, you have security.
Yeah.
You know, if something happens to your 4,200 doors, you've got bigger issues because the whole world is dying. And
right.
We just survived COVID, right? Everybody
right.
thought that was going to be the end of the world. Well, they also thought the end of the world was going to be the recession, the Great Recession back in 08, 09,
yep.
and every other event that occurs. So bigger is better. The more doors you have, the more security you have. And you're not, you know, putting your eggs in one basket.
Yeah. Okay. If you've got a question for Robert or myself, please give us a call, 281-558-5738, because we're at the end of this segment, and we're coming up on the final segment of today's show. I hope this has been encouraging to you and enlightening and educational, but give us a call if you've got a fear, a worry, or you just have a question about your real estate. Give us a call at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Robert Martinez. We've been talking about mindset quite a bit, and we got into some really good conversation about other points, including if all you have is a job for your income, you're in the highest risk position, you need to be afraid of that, not afraid of real estate investing. And what I want to do next is kind of a surprise for Robert. I told him I was going to do this. I'm kind of adding a segment on a daily basis. And the segment is, Were You Listening? And in it, I like to discuss songs that kind of warned you about corporate dependence, or they warned you about, this one's very touching for me. It's a song by Rush called Subdivisions. Came out in the early 80s, and it talks about young people as they're trying to fit in, and they're subdivided. But there's a phrase in here, Robert. It's this. I'll just read it. Some will sell their dreams for small desires or lose the race to rats, get caught in ticking traps, and start to dream of somewhere to relax their restless flight. To me, that's talking about, you know, it's so painful that people are giving up to relax their restless flight. But that first line of that verse, some will sell their dreams for small desires. The first thing that comes to mind are people who are addicted to drugs. They will literally lose their family, their car, their homes for that small desire to feel that pleasure. In life, for the average person, it's, to me, it's, and I hope I'm saying this correctly and it's clear, it's like when you say, well, I've got this dream to be an entrepreneur. I've got this dream to drive Ferraris. I've got this dream to be highly successful. But you know what? I've got this little desire over here, pay the bills. So I'm going to give up my dream and take this job to pay the bills. What do you think of that, Robert? Does that make sense?
It does, and it reminds me in the beginning, right, where we're all trading our time for money. That's all we're doing. My oldest, he's going to be 15, 16. He's 15, he'll be 16 soon, and he wants a job. And, you know, my first job was at Whataburger. It's really interesting. Cause why? Because my dad worked there. So his first job is going to be with me, and he's going to trade his time for money. And he'll continue to do that for a little while. The problem is people don't wake up from the dream. They keep with the same thing that they've always done, was trade their time for money. They don't understand they got to get out of that cycle. And the only way you get out of that cycle is if you find another source of income. You've got to find
that. Yeah, and that requires education.
That requires education. And talk about, you know, what you said something about sad. When I thought about sad is when I think about the people out there right now who don't know what you and I know when it comes to multifamily investing and how it can change your life and how, because it's not about what you make, it's about what you keep.
Yep.
It's about having multiple streams of income. And that never happens if you work at Whataburger for 40 years like my dad did.
Yep.
That was his one income. And he didn't have any other outside investments. But how different my life would have been and his life would have been had he invested in rent houses, or had he invested in multifamily, or had he invested in storage lots. But you know why he didn't invest in those things? Because he wasn't shown. He didn't have the education. He didn't go out. He wasn't taught by his mom and dad, and it wasn't taught by his teachers, and it wasn't taught by his friends. I was very fortunate when I changed my group of friends. when I changed my network, when I joined a real estate club and I paid $10,000 back in 2007 to learn what I know now and how it changed my life. I feel sad for people who haven't realized that yet. That was the great awakening for me, was being able to realize that there was another way to do things. And because of that, it's been, you know, I've now been able to change the lives of not just of my staff, who've given them opportunities, but my investors who would never have known otherwise. I mean, I'm telling you, the guy that had $100,000 in an IRA account, you know, had lost the rest of his money.
He'd lost a big chunk of it.
And a big chunk of it during the recession in the stock market, being diversified in a bunch of mutual funds, you know, which is really interesting. And so he's got it back. And all the other people who I've been able to retire from, you know, NASA engineers to school teachers to, you know, you name it, we all met together buying real estate. And because we met together, it was a monumental generational shift for each of us. My child's first job would not be working at Whataburger like I did when I was 16. His first job will be sitting in the corporate office of a company that owns $420 million of real estate, $120 million of investor capital, who is looking to buy a $46 million asset. That's amazing. What is his life going to be now when he's my age?
Yeah, that's what I'm so excited about with my son and my daughter.
Yeah.
Is the same exact thing. It's so wonderful to be able to lay out a map for them. You know, you can't force them to do it. But we are at least able to lay the map, and they are taking steps on that map that are so far ahead of their friends, and they tell their friends what they're doing, but it's so alien to them that they can't grasp it. That's a great point, Robert. I appreciate it. If you would listen to the song by Rush, it's called Subdivisions, and listen to when he sings the part, "Some will sell their dreams for small desires." He's a very passionate singer. And this brings me to re-announce the contest I have. I'm going to give away, if you're not a member of Total Wealth Academy, I'm going to give a one-year membership to Total Wealth Academy to you. If you are a member of Total Wealth Academy, I'm going to add a year to your membership. But what I want you to do is email me a song like this. A song that's either helps you wake up to what corporate America and just having a job is, or maybe a motivational song. Something that changed your life financially, or maybe it hasn't yet, but it's got you motivated. Email me that song, and I'm going to pick the best member and non-member. There's two awards, one for the best song from a non-member, one for the best song from a member. Email it to me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And one thing I will guarantee every one of you, I will do this segment on your song, even if you don't win, because, man, I'm getting some good ones. One of them, Robert, actually says, it's a song by a rock and roll band that says, you need to put your money in real estate and build wealth with apartment complexes. It's actually in the rock and roll song. I'm like, what the heck? I'd never heard of that before. So if you've got one, email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. So in closing, Robert, let's. What would be your most encouraging words to, let's say, a brother? What would you say to your brother right now if he was struggling and all he had was a job and he wanted to be like you? What would you say to him?
I think you need to find the education first.
Yeah.
I think, you know, as I mentioned earlier with an earlier caller, before you consider investing in anything, you've got to invest in yourself.
Yes.
And that comes in the form of education and changing your group of people. You know, if he wants to be like me, then he needs to stop hanging out with people who aren't like me. You've got to surround yourself. When I joined that real estate club, it was a lot of like-minded people all wanting the same thing. I'm sitting here, you know, looking at your bookshelf, and you've got all the great books. The Rich Dad, Poor Dad book. You've got Grant Cardone's 10X. You've got, you know, how to buy apartments. And you know, I remember reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and this is the final point, back when I graduated from A&M. In 97, I was on a drive from College Station back to my parents' house, who lived down the valley, down in McAllen. And I remember I'm an audiobook guy, and I was listening to the cassette, and it didn't make sense to me. I thought this was the stupidest thing ever, and I literally threw it out the window.
Wow.
I rediscovered that book when I was 32 years old, And I think this is the most amazing book ever. What was the difference? Life had occurred. From 23 to 32, 9 years of corporate life had occurred. A mindset shift changed. So if I was going to tell my brother how to change, you got to change your mindset. You've got to listen and copy people that are where you're at. It may sound crazy what they're doing, and it may not sound right, but why? Why does it sound crazy? Why does it not sound right? Because nobody else in your immediate circle is doing it. But if everybody in your circle is buying real estate, everybody in your circle is buying single-family houses or multifamily, it becomes the norm.
It does.
It becomes the norm, and so you just kind of gravitate towards it, right? So if you're wanting to change, you've got to start by changing with yourself and your mindset and think, how do I get around people that are doing what I want to do? Because I promise you, as God is my witness, if you get around people that are doing what you want to do, you will eventually do that too.
That is so true, but I'm going to add something negative.
Okay.
If you hang out with, I'm going to use the word losers, you'll become a loser. Mm-hmm. It does affect you. You know, you say, he's a loser. I would never... No, it gets to you. There's a famous police chief who said that when people first come in contact with crime, they abhor it, they hate it. But the longer they stay around it, they begin to incorporate it into their lifestyle and become criminals themselves.
Because it becomes the norm.
It becomes the norm. So you've got to surround yourself with like-minded people that have the same goals as you and are willing to do something about it. All right, that's the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening, especially you, Robert. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. That's got to be one of my favorite shows from the last 20 years.
I appreciate. Oh, wow, thanks. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Amazing. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
Been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.